Life is just like a home in a lot of ways. The stronger the foundation, the more endurance that life will have. My next guest is a star of stage, film, TV, whose life in and out of the spotlight is a prime example of endurance and achievement. She opens up her life and heart with her book, Part Swan, Part Goose. You've seen her in too many to mention here in the short time that we have, but you look at the back of her book and you see a resume that'll be the envy of pretty much anyone in the acting business, the huge variety of successful films. She starred on Broadway, hit TV shows, currently co-starring CBS's Mike and Molly, longest currently running sitcom on TV. Oh, by the way, good morning, Susie Kurtz. How are you today?
Good morning, Chris. I'm great. Happy to talk to you.
And, well, let's start with the obvious. Whenever someone hears about you or listens to you, watches you, where did the name Swoozy come from?
Well, you know, I decided to partly answer that question that I've been asked all my life with the title of the book, Part Swan, Part Goose. My dad was the most decorated Air Force pilot of World War II, and he flew a plane, a B-17 plane, during the war called the Swoos, and it was named after a kind of novelty song that Doris Day and Bob Hope sang, called Half Swan, Half Goose. Alexander is a Swoos. And the plane was made up of different parts from other planes, so it was kind of a hybrid. And my parents, for some bizarre reason, decided that was an appropriate name for a baby. I fought it as a kid. I just wanted to be Mary or Jane desperately. But now I really love it. I've come to accept it and embrace it.
Well, it's not just a name with your career. It became a brand.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. I've never thought of myself as a brand. Yeah.
Well, looking at your resume, too, I mean, with all that you've done, and certainly there are several, I mean, I've spoken with people on the show who are up to autobiography number 3, for example. I mean, there are a couple of people who are one or two up ahead of Winston Churchill as a comparison.
Wow.
Why did you wait and decide, you know what, now's the good time to dish out what my life has been, career has been, what my family's all about?
You know, there was an urgency and a timeline to it, because my mom, who is like been my best pal my whole life, is about to turn 100, and she lives with me, and I've been taking care of her for the past 8 years, and I felt that this was a good time in my life to tell the story, actually 3 love stories in the book, the story of my love for my parents and their love for me. They've had a huge impact on my life, and their love for each other. So that's why I included excerpts from my mother's incredible book, My Rival, the Sky, in my book, and my love for acting. So I just felt I really wanted to tell this story and also this very unique childhood that I had. I was an only child, and we were kind of like 3 adults together. And it was a very magical and kind and gentle childhood, and I don't think a lot of people have been that fortunate. So I just wanted to share that.
Well, given that closeness and that strong connection, the stability that family provides, and certainly in that instance, is that something that you think enabled you to have the level of success, the longevity, and the degree of success you've had in your professional life?
Absolutely. I think that who I am today is so much a product of my parents and how they brought me up. They sent me into the world with this incredible foundation of confidence and self-esteem that it's pretty hard to rock that. You know, I was a very wanted child. They tried for a long time to get pregnant. So when I came along, I was really wanted, which I think is important.
Oh,
and
fair.
They were just the 2 most extraordinary people I've ever known. They gave me the world.
Talking with Susie Kurtz, her book, Part Swan, Part Goose, an uncommon memoir of womanhood, work, and family. And you were listening to Issues and Ideas. In your acting career, got your start in the Donna Reed Show. Don't blink, or if you see it on TV land, don't blink or you're going to miss the back of Susie's head, because that's about all they got to cut down to. But you look at the timeline and the people you've worked with, from Elaine May to Katharine Hepburn to Carol Burnett, Mary Tyler Moore. When you were writing Part Swan, Part Goose, and you look back at those elements of your career, what do you think?
I tell you, I was astonished, quite honestly. It's because, you know, we live our lives day to day, week to week, you know, year to year, and it seems like, oh, there's a lot of space in between these amazing things happening. But when you put it all together, which is what I had to do the book, and compress it and condense it, it's astonishing. I look back and go, wow, you know, because it doesn't contain all the boring bits between. I tried to put in all of the things that didn't work out also in the book, and the things that I didn't handle well, because I wanted to be very candid and share those as well. But it is. It's been an astonishing life, and I'm gobsmacked at my own good fortune.
When you look at, as I mentioned, obviously stage, film, and TV, which one of those elements provided you the greatest education in your craft?
Oh, gosh, Chris, they all have in their way. I think that I have this passion and love and connection with an audience, a live audience. So I think, you know, in my heart, I love the theater, and that's where I learned, because an actor on stage has so much control and so much responsibility. There aren't a bunch of people around doing, you know, sort of shaping your performance the way there is in film and television. And you're out there, and it's your voice and your body and your physicality, and you control where the audience looks, you know, the pace at which it goes. There's a lot of responsibility and control with an actor on stage. So I think I had to learn that moment by moment to get through in real time doing a play. I think that's probably been the boot camp for me.
Talking with Susie Kurtz, her fantastic book, Part Swan, Part Goose, an uncommon memoir of womanhood, work, and family. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Certainly by the time you get to a stage in your career, especially with the level of success you had, you can pick roles and jobs because it's something you want, not something that you have to take that might be a lesser quality. And that gave you an opportunity, many points along your timeline, to do different things that they say is like a cult hit or a fan favorite or whatever the terminology may be, Pushing Daisies, a TV show like Love, Sydney, which was just great material. Might not have been the most successful, but as far as popularity or audience numbers such as they are, and that's always intangible, but quality and creativity, you always seem to be able to get into a lot of good stuff.
That's true. I feel that too. Like, I mean, a lot of things I've done, I feel like they weren't seen by a lot of people, and I wish they had been. You know, they're a bit esoteric, but I just have to go where the material is, and that's always served me well, you know, the woman on the page. It doesn't really matter what medium it's in, but can I bring her to life? Is this something I've done before? Does it scare me? You know, and if it scares me, of course, I've got to do it.
Yeah, I remember there's an actress, Keeping Up Appearances, the Britcom, she played Hyacinth Bouquet, Patricia Ratledge, and
yeah.
One of my favorite quotes is from her, "If you're not afraid to risk everything, you can do anything."
Oh, isn't that great? That's so perfect.
That's a great philosophy for anyone, no matter if you're in the acting or really whatever your endeavor is. And Susie mentioned her mom's book, My Rival, The Sky, and that's integrated throughout Susie's book, Part Swan, Part Goose. And as you mentioned, you've been caring for mom, and on this Mother's Day, certainly, we all like to think that we're always going to be there for mom because, you know what, mom was there for us and we needed her. And there comes a time in life where that role has to reverse, but we just never seem ready for it, do we?
No, we you don't see it coming. I think now people are becoming more aware of it, but really you don't see it coming. You think, oh, my parents, they're there for me. I need them. And then the tables turn and suddenly they need you and you don't know what to do. There's no rule book. There's no guide. You're just surviving moment by moment and figuring it all out as you go. It's, you know, on the job training, and it's been an amazing time with my mom. I mean, it's been a kindness of the universe that I have had this time with her, and it's been an absolute honor and truly one of the greatest blessings of my life to care for her. It's been harrowing and hilarious at times, but she's the greatest spirit, and it just comes through, you know, still every now and then. I get a little bit less of Margot every day, but I'm happy for anything I get.
The cumulative is always going to be there, though.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. She'll always be with me.
The subtitle of Susie's book is An Uncommon Memoir of Womanhood, Work, and Family, and it's also a love story. It's a love of family, a love of career, a love of dedication, and a love of life, which is what you'll certainly find, and maybe even find a piece of yourself or something to build upon to make yourself a better person in part swan, part goose. Susie Kurtz, think of a movie, think of a TV show, think of a stage play, and odds are she's been in it or will be in it sooner or later or has been, and once again will be. It's just when you look at the career listing in the back of the book, it's been quite a ride, and she ain't done yet, I got a feeling, either. In a book, it's really just a warm, friendly, happy story, and we do need that in these days, certainly. Susie Kurtz, it's, being a longtime fan, watching you and so many other projects you've done, this has been a real treat to have you here on the show. Thank you.
Oh, Chris, it's been such a treat for me. Thank you so much for having me.